Retired Supreme Court Justice Sandra Day O'Connor announced yesterday that she has been diagnosed with the early stages of dementia and likely has Alzheimer's disease. Alzheimer's is a progressive form of dementia. It gets worse over time. Almost 6 million Americans are living with Alzheimer's, but there's been a lot of research into causes and treatment. Let's bring in Dr. Paul Newhouse, the director of the Center for Cognitive Medicine at Vanderbilt University Medical Center. Welcome.
Thank you for having me.
And the former Justice Sandra Day O'Connor is 88 years old. What kind of treatment options are out there for her or for people like her that may be different from a few years ago?
Well, we have medications that can help the symptoms of Alzheimer's disease and improve or stabilize memory and function. We also have medicines that can assist with some of the secondary symptoms that we occasionally see in this disease, such as anxiety and agitation. But we don't have any medications that are on the market at this time to slow the progress of the illness.
Is a diagnosis of Alzheimer's disease different now than it was a few years ago in terms of what's available to people?
I think so. We've made tremendous progress in our ability to make a diagnosis of this disease because we can now actually see the abnormal proteins in the brain with some of the advanced neuroimaging techniques that have been developed over the last 25 years. And so at this point, we can actually make a definitive diagnosis of Alzheimer's disease in many patients.
Has any progress been made in the search for a cure?
We've made a lot of progress at this point. We have some very promising therapies that attempt to remove or prevent the accumulation of some of the abnormal proteins that seem to be associated with this disease. Some of those medications have not worked as well as we'd hoped, but I think that we are on the cusp of developing some very new and highly effective therapies.
There's also some new research out there about what may prevent people from getting Alzheimer's. What does the latest research tell us about that?
Well, that's a very exciting area of development now. We are testing numerous approaches. So one of the most exciting is to use some of the same type of compounds that have been proposed for treatment, but to give them much earlier in the disease. And so if we can prevent the accumulation of these abnormal proteins, then the hope is that we can either stave off the illness or even stop it in its tracks. The other approach that a lot of us are very interested in is, can we use lifestyle approaches to modify the risk of developing Alzheimer's disease? Can we use things like physical exercise, dietary approaches, and other kinds of activities that we think will lower the risk of developing this disease?
And what are the answers to those questions?
Well, they're still being worked on, unfortunately. So we have a lot of data that correlates, you know, someone exercising with a reduced risk of Alzheimer's, but we haven't proven it yet in a go-forward way. We haven't shown that if you start an exercise program that you yourself will have a reduced risk. But I think that there's accumulating evidence that a lot of these lifestyle factors and biological interventions may really pay dividends.
Now, Sandra Day O'Connor said yesterday that she has been feeling the early stages of dementia and likely has Alzheimer's disease. What is the difference at this point?
Well, dementia is a broader syndrome of which there are many causes. And Alzheimer's disease is the most common cause of dementia, but it's not the only one.
If you were a family member of Sandra Day O'Connor right now, would you think that you yourself would be at higher risk of getting dementia or getting Alzheimer's disease because she has it?
Well, Ms. O'Connor is 88, as you pointed out mm-hmm. earlier, and so we would characterize her as having what we call late-onset Alzheimer's disease. And late-onset Alzheimer's disease seems to have less genetic load, if you will, or less genetic links than early onset disease. And so I would personally not feel at this point that that would necessarily make one more likely to develop this disease than the general population.
I want to ask you one more question. Is there a difference in what we're seeing right now between women and men when it comes to Alzheimer's disease?
We do see evidence that women are more likely to be diagnosed with Alzheimer's disease. And we think that's a very interesting fact. It's true that women live longer than men on average, but even when you adjust for that, women have a somewhat higher risk of developing Alzheimer's disease than men.
That is Dr. Paul Newhouse, director of the Center for Cognitive Medicine at Vanderbilt University Medical Center, talking with us about dementia and Alzheimer's disease. Thanks for joining us.
You're very welcome.